We are joined now on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline by John Ziske, Director of Golf at the Aleutian Club. And John, first of all, thanks for spending a little bit of time with us today here on Overtime.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's see. We're 3 weeks away from the first day of competition for the Western Am. Are you ready?
Well, we're going to be ready. We're working feverishly right now to dot all the I's and cross the T's, but through the help of over 600 volunteers, we seem to have a pretty good handle on things. So the weather can cooperate. That's something out of our control, but the things that we do have control over, we're working real hard on getting everything finished. So,
and John, is the list of players that will be competing, is that already set, or is there still a possibility of other players, and how many players do y'all plan on having?
Well, the field is set at 156 players. Right now, I believe we're a couple short of that. The WGA is going to extend some more invitations out to some of these college kids and amateur players that have played well in the short 2 weeks or period that we have left. But what happens is we have 156 players that start the week. On Monday, July 29th, is the practice round. And Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to have 18-hole stroke play each day. That 156 will then be cut down to 44 in ties. And those 44 players will play Thursday and Friday, two more stroke play rounds. And after Friday's round, we'll cut it down to the top 16, which then will play match play on the weekend.
And, John, it's a little different format for the Western coming down south to Arkansas. And because of the heat, there are not going to be any 36-hole rounds.
That's correct, yes. In the past, they've had a 36-hole round on Thursday that they played in one day. That's one of the things that we've lobbied for, to spread that out into a Sunday finish, which enables the players to only have to play 18 holes in the heat, as well as in the past they've asked the players to wear long pants, golf pants. And they've waived that rule as well, where the players can now wear shorts. So we're doing a lot of precautionary measures as far as water on the golf course and giving shuttles to the players as well, which they normally don't allow in between some holes. We're very elevated. It's spread out. And so that's we're doing everything we can to alleviate any problems that we have with the heat. So we've got a medical staff on site during tournament week. We have a mobile, 50-foot mobile hospital, so to speak, on site as well, with EMTs and emergency vehicles and ambulances. So we're doing everything we can to keep any problems from happening, and trying to take the best care we can of all the players and their caddies. Caddies are the ones that are going to have to carry that bag.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to ask you as far as, but you answered it with the shuttles and the caddies and stuff. And so I wanted to ask you about the course, as far as the maintenance of the course, and it has been hot. Is everything going as planned with the course? Because I'm sure you got your people out there, 24/7, making sure the course is right. And what do you think the challenge for these players, what's going to be the most difficult part of this course? Is it going to be the elevation change? Is it going to be the greens? Is it going to be the rough? What do you see it being?
Well, I really foresee the challenge to Aleutian is going to be the greens, and to be able to handle the undulated greens and the crazy reeds that you get out here, the putts that are breaking in a direction that they don't even look like they're breaking. But these kids, they're all in really good shape. You got to remember, they carry their bag every tournament they play in. They'll play 36 holes in a day, and it won't affect the players as much as the caddies and the spectators, the patrons and the volunteers. We're doing some precautionary measures to take care of them as well. So we're concerned, but hopefully things will pan out and we'll get a cool front coming in for the tournament.
Yeah, that would be nice, but the last of July, early August, I wouldn't expect it here in Arkansas. John, you had a call for volunteers, and it seems like that the community in Central Arkansas really stepped up and wanted to be a part of this.
They really did. We've got over 600 volunteers that stepped up, and we've got plenty of shifts that were covered through those volunteers, as well as our staff. But we're really pleased with the outreach that the state of Arkansas has come just to come out and assist us with this tournament. And it also gives them an opportunity to watch some golf at a world-class golf course like the Aleutian Club. When they're not working, they have a badge that gets them in the gate, and they can come out and be patrons as well as when they're not working. So they have an opportunity to see the property when they're not on a shift.
For those people that are coming out to the Aleutian for the first time, what should they expect in watching this tournament? Will there be gallery ropes? Will there be, once the rounds start, you'll have a standard bearer that will tell you how the players in that group stand? Will there be scoreboards on the course to where they can keep up with what's going on?
That's a good question. There's going to be very few roping. There's going to be roping of areas where we don't particularly need anybody to go to. But as far as the gallery and patrons watching golf, the Western Amateur has a great tradition of allowing the patrons to walk alongside the players in the fairways just so they keep a comfortable distance away. We'll have marshals and gallery control people that will make sure that the players are left to themselves for the most part, but they're going to be able to walk elbow to elbow with these players, and I think that's going to be a real good thing for the average golfer to come out and watch some of the future PGA Tour players close up.
Is there a like a website, or if people are listening and they want a chance to come out there, that they can go to, or how do people get in contact to do that?
There is a website. It's thewesternamateur.com. We also have a mobile app that you'll be able to access on your phone during tournament week that you could keep an updated scoreboard running, as well as two scoreboards out on the golf course, one behind 14, another one behind number 18 up here by the clubhouse. So there's going to be two opportunities there. We also have observation seating in four different areas on the golf course where you can get off your feet and watch some of the action on some of our high maintenance or the holes that are going to be very important during match play as well as stroke play. So
I wanted to ask you how far, as far as some tournaments they change, I guess when in their four-day tournaments you change the tee placement, but will there be any of that, and how far will the course be playing for these players?
It'll range anywhere from 7,100 to 7,400 depending on weather and scoring. So we'll definitely move the tees around a little bit. We'll move the hole locations every day. We have a great committee that is in charge of the golf course setup, and they'll go out each morning and make sure that these hole locations are in the proper spots and that the tee placements are in a challenging but not too difficult spot on each hole.
I know Mr. Stevens, John, has been really instrumental in this whole process of getting the Western Amateur to the Aleutian Club, and it's his club, and him having us out there for a media day several months ago and getting to play the course and see the type of layout that these players are going to face. Has he picked out any of these pin locations?
Well, that's also a good question. He is definitely in the loop on all the hole locations, and we've spoke with him along with our committee on several occasions, and he's played a lot of these hole locations, so he is aware of the golf course setup, and he controls that as well.
And then my second question would be, is he going to be alongside any of these players to try and – they might want to get some advice from him since he has played to every pin?
Well, that's totally up to him. I'm not real sure how he's going to respond to that. He'll be here during tournament week and giving everybody rooting for each person to do well. So, I do know that what is near and dear to his heart is the Chick Evans mm-hmm. Caddy Scholarship. It's a scholarship that's named after — he's a famous caddy who actually grew up in Chicago where they've had this tournament forever. Charles E. Chick Evans, who was a leading amateur golfer in the in the 1910s and 20s. He was the first amateur to actually win the U.S. Open and U.S. Amateur in 1 year.
Wow.
He did that in 1916. So he created this Caddy Scholarship Foundation, and each year more than 800 caddies earn a four-year full-paid scholarship from the Evans Scholarship Foundation. There's over 10,000 men and women that have earned this award, and they actually annually they give away nearly $11 million through these scholarships.
That's awesome. Yeah,
it's something that we're really supportive of, and that I know Mr. Stevens is as well.
And you all have a pretty strong caddy program out there at the Aleutian Club.
We do. We actually have the only caddy program in Arkansas. We've got full-time caddies. They're employees of the club. So when they're not caddying, they work other jobs like outside service, take care of the range, and do whatever we need be done on the golf course. They have benefits. So it's a great program for a young guy or a girl to come out, and we've had both to have a job and to get involved in the caddy program. And we actually have four of our ex-caddies, one of them is still caddying now, that have earned this Chick Evans Scholarship. So it's gone a long way.
And talk about it if you can too, John. And I know when we talked earlier, I didn't tell you I was going to ask this question. But Carl Johnson, the job that he has done out there, and everybody that knows just a little bit about golf in Arkansas recognizes the name Carl Johnson because of him caddying for Ben Crenshaw so many years at Augusta in the Masters.
Well, Trey, you're not backing me in the corner. I love talking about Carl. It's Carl Jackson.
Johnson. Why did I say Johnson?
But he's been very instrumental in this caddy program. And what a great day to have if Carl Jackson was caddying for you, and you go back to your friends and tell them that you just had a two-time Masters champion caddy and a Hall of Fame caddy for you. And we've worked together since the day we've opened the doors, and he's a great friend, and he does a wonderful job. And we're certainly glad that he's a part of the Aleutian Club.
Now, the players that come in, they can bring their own caddies, correct?
Absolutely, yes. Just we really have made it a point to tell these players on the front end how difficult this golf course is in the heat to get around, so making sure that their caddies that they bring are capable. We also have provided over 55 caddies for requests. So if you are a player and you don't have a caddy, you can request one, and we can provide one for you.
Wow, interesting. Now, for the patrons that are coming out, let's go through some logistics here. Obviously, you're not going to be able to park at the golf course. Where will they be parking to make their way out to the Aleutian?
All the patrons and volunteers will park at the ranch off Highway 10, and then we'll bus those people in on property, and the volunteers will report in one area, and the patrons will be going onto property and walking around and enjoying their day, we hope.
And then there will be concessions available on site as well as a merchandise tent, is that correct?
That's correct. There's going to be two merchandise tents, one at the entrance, one up here by the clubhouse, as well as concessions. There's going to be three food and beverage vehicles out on the golf course for patrons to purchase product. So, and then we're going to give a lot of the water away to our volunteers that's been provided to us. So we're doing everything we can to keep everybody hydrated and enough food in their belly. So we're looking forward to it.
And the name Stevens just goes together with golf, it seems like, in the state of Arkansas, but also the fact that Mr. Stevens is a member of Augusta. Is this like the Masters of amateur golf, this championship, the Western Amateur?
It has been quoted that. I would think it's the top two in the world behind the U.S. Amateur. The Western Am is the oldest running amateur event out in golf, and it's actually a Walker Cup year as well. The Walker Cup captain, Jim Holtgreave, is going to be here for this golf tournament, kind of doing some recon, looking at some players that he wants to choose for his team, which is going to be held 2 weeks after the Western, right after the Western is the U.S. Amateur, and the Walker Cup's going to be held at National Golf Links in Long Island. So it's a big year for these players to come out and try to prove themselves if they haven't already been invited to the team. Surely the winner of this tournament will have Mr. Holtgreave's eyes open.
Mm-hmm. Last year, the Southern Amateur was played at Chenal, and I would assume that some of the players that competed last year out there will also be competing in the Western this year?
There are quite a few of them, actually, that are playing this year, that played out at Chennault last year. The field here is really shaping up. We've got all the top five golfers in the country have committed to play the Western here, including three members of the NCAA Champions Alabama team. Number four player, Michael Kim, who, if you were watching the U.S. Open a couple weeks ago, was low amateur in the mm-hmm. U.S. Open. He tied for 17th. He also made the cut last week at Greenbrier, so he's a hot commodity right now. We've got six Arkansans in the field, Sebastian Kaplan, Austin Cook, and Joe DeRamus, who are members of the University of Arkansas's Razorback golf team. Alex Carpenter from Abilene Christian, mm-hmm. Patrick Lee, who was a past champion, and Stan Payne.
Oh, wow.
So we've got a pretty good representative of Arkansas coming out.
Now, Stan Payne, he's going to wear pants, though, when he plays.
That's a good question. I'll get a picture of that one.
Yeah, if he does. John, real quick, again, it starts, well, 3 weeks from today is the first 18-hole round, but 3 weeks from yesterday is when is the practice round on that Monday, July the 30th, and then it runs through the rest of that week. Is that correct?
Well, July 29th will be the practice round. The gates are going to open at 6 a.m. if anybody wants to come out early. The first tee is going to open at 7 for the practice round, so they'll be playing all day. Tuesday, the gates open at 6 as well, and we're going to have a morning shift from 7 to 9 and an afternoon shift from 12 to 2 on Tuesday and Wednesday. So if you want to come out early, you can try to beat the heat and watch that first wave.
And you can walk the fairways of the Aleutian.
You can walk the fairways, yes, sir.
Wow. Unbelievable. John, we're looking forward to it. I know Matt and I, we will be out there the week of the Western, broadcasting overtime from there, and hoping to interview some of these world-class golfers that are coming in for this event and who will be future stars, we believe, on the PGA Tour.
Absolutely, and we look forward to seeing you guys, Matt and Trey. One final note on July 13th for all you volunteers that haven't picked up your packet yet. At the first tee from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., there will be a Lotion staff member there to answer any questions, and you can pick up your packet. This is the final chance to do that, so hopefully everybody can get their information and uniforms then.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thank you, John. We're looking forward to it, too. Thank you.
All right, Matt.
John, thanks so much.
All right, Trey.
All right,
you guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.